The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Okay, you're back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP. We've had a great morning so far, and now we're going into old-time radio, The Saint, and the title is The Big Swindle.
Adventures of the Saint, starring Vincent Price. The Saint, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris and known to millions from books, magazines, and motion pictures. The Robin Hood of modern crime now comes transcribed to radio, starring Hollywood's brilliant and talented actor Vincent Price as The Saint.
Just a moment. Yes?
Are you Simon Templar? The man they call the Saint?
Yes, I am.
Who am I?
Oh, what do I get if I come up with the correct answer?
Let me in and I'll show you.
Well, you're in. If you're carrying your laundry in that little black bag, Jack Benny is...
I said I'll show you. There.
Oh, laundry never looked like this.
Don't touch, just look. It's almost all big bills. A whole bag full of big bills.
What did you do? Sell your car to Honest John?
That's what I want you to tell me.
You mean you don't know how you got all this money?
I don't know anything. That goes for who I am, where I came from, where I'm going.
I see.
An hour ago, I woke up in a taxi and we're driving through the park. I got a bump on the head the size of an ostrich egg and this bag full of sugar beside me.
When I wake up from a bump on the head, I'm lucky if I find an aspirin beside me.
I got no wallet, no papers, no keys, not even a matchbook. My pockets are empty and so's my head. I remember nothing.
The cab driver?
Oh, he's waiting for me downstairs. He says he picked me up on a midtown street. He says I gave him a 10-spot to drive me through the park while I took a nap. So for $1,000 from this joy-jammed bag, Saint, who am I?
My friend, I'm afraid you have amnesia. You'd better tear some doctor away from his cigarette test and have yourself looked at.
You're nuts. You go to a doctor with a knock on your noggin, the doctor calls the cops come calling and write your own finish.
You don't like cops?
With a hat like I'm wearing, I'm not even positive I hate spinach. It isn't what I might think of cops that's important, Saint. It's what they might think of me.
You mean the money?
I mean exactly nothing else. Anybody carrying this kind of dough these days has either been stealing from a bank or holding on to the government. No hospital, Saint, no doctors, no cops, no explanations, no jails. You.
Me.
You. Once again, Saint, for $1,000, who am I?
All right. $1,000 goes to the Red Cross in anticipation of the day that I become a national disaster.
You just made a deal.
And as for you, you'd better go into my guest room, lock yourself and your money in, and sleep off that bump, huh? Before it grows into another head and wants to know who it is. You'll find sleeping pills in the medicine chest if you need them.
I'll need them. You're going somewhere?
I want to see if that cab driver left his meter running.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Templar.
You're very welcome, Mr.
I can't help you there.
But for the time being, I'll just call you Mr. Sugar.
Mister, all I know is the guy climbs in the cab at 48 and Madison, hands me a 10-spot, tells me to tick it off through the park while he snatches 40.
He handed you the money before you took him riding?
Yeah, before.
Let me have how come.
Because I didn't want him in my cab, that's how come. The way he was bobbing and waving, I thought he was lushed. I didn't want no trouble with no drunks.
So you had a little argument?
A little discussion. Then he takes out a $10 bill and forces it on me. So I stop discussing and start driving.
The $10 bill, he took it out of his pocket, huh?
If you know any other place a guy can carry his dough, let me know, and I'll take the bell off of my wife's neck when we go to bed nights.
Hmm. Out of his pocket.
What's the matter? You think I'm lying?
You're not lying. Now I know how my old grandmother felt when the medicine man swore that the snake oil would cure her rheumatism.
Well, having trouble finding out what the score is, huh?
I don't care what the score is. I'd just like to know what the game is.
Mr.
Well, well, here he is at long last, Basil.
Yeah, and I'm very glad, Cecil. Oh, so glad.
You were waiting for me?
Yeah, we seen you chatting with the cab pusher outside, Saint.
We didn't want to interrupt.
Shall we come here into the hall?
To await you.
We want to have a chat, too.
With you, Saint.
With you.
Oh, please, now, one head at a time. Now, what should we chat about?
A man.
Which man?
The man we've been shagging.
Shagging?
He means following.
The guy's in your apartment now.
When we phone the boss and tell him, the boss has a reaction.
Right while he's talking to us.
I can understand it. I feel a little sick myself.
The boss says we should collar you and ask you politely.
No, Basil. He said first ask him politely.
Oh, thank you, Cecil. So we are asking, say.
Politely?
So why don't you politely tell us?
Look, if you boys are auditioning a new television act, Radio City went that away.
We almost do a lot of politely, Saint.
We hardly got one good manner left.
So what goes with the man in your apartment, Saint? The boss says he wants to know.
The boss says he gotta know. The boss says he don't want that old trouble with the law should start up again.
Basil, you're talking too much.
I apologize.
And Saint, you are not talking enough. Now, politely, for the final time, the man with the black bag, what's he up to?
Yeah. And what's he carrying in a bag?
Mustache wax.
Mustache wax?
Yes, a new kind of mustache wax. Homogenized. He dropped in to give me a free home demonstration.
No, don't give us none of that. You ain't even got a mustache.
Well, he said he didn't mind waiting.
Oh, dear. Basil, shall you hold him while I hit him, or shall I hold him while you hit him?
No, you make the choice.
No, no, Basil, I insist.
Cecil, are you
hiding?
I
couldn't bear to see such a beautiful friend. Broken up.
Stop it!
Oh, hello, boss.
Stop
it! Stop! Well, here!
Well, hello, boss.
Hello, Saint.
Hey, you're just in time to accept my thank you.
You're thanking me?
Yeah, for making me a member of the Thug of the Month Club. To think of all the money I've been wasting on gymnasiums.
From where I sat, it didn't look wasted. Go on, beat it, boys. I'll talk to you later.
Now, don't be sore, boss. We try to be polite, then we see some...
We ain't great, sir.
Yeah, yeah, beat it, beat it.
Yeah.
You know me, Templar?
Yeah, not as well as I would if I bet on horse races. Frank O'Connor, you're a bookmaker.
Well, you don't know me at all, Saint. I'm not a bookmaker. I'm the bookmaker.
Bully for you.
We'll get right to the heart of the thing, eh? How much?
I've got nothing for sale. Try Macy's.
Let's be a little realistic, Templar. The way you live, the way you dress, you know, you got that dollar look. All that you got to do is tell me in 50 words or less what I want to know about your guest inside, and the big cash prize is yours. What's he up to?
He doesn't know either, he says.
Oh, come on, fella. Give a little. Do I have to start mentioning amounts?
You can mention any amounts of amounts you want. I've nothing to sell you, O'Connor.
All right, okay, if that's the way you want to play the hand. But you won't hold out long. I've found that people and racehorses have one important thing in common. They both have a price.
And then why bother me with your impossible questions? Go make a deal with Citation.
Now, the deal will be with you, Saint. And if my money won't make the record spin, the boys have a way all their own.
Yes, the boys. It's too bad they weren't able to stick around and play a little longer, but I guess the zoo was getting anxious.
Oh, you'll be seeing them again. Soon. And, Saint, maybe you better start getting anxious.
Ah, love, wouldst thou and I with fate conspire to change this sorry scheme of things entire? Would we not shatter it to bits and then...
Anyone who recites Omar Khayyam to a highball either loves Omar Khayyam or loves highball.
I'm happy to say that I love and am faithful to both. And what brings the great saint, the scourge of the wicked, the nemesis of evil, to this humble drinking place?
I have a brain to pick with you, Murphy.
Whose brain?
Your brain.
Ah, you've made a wise choice. Do we haggle about price, or is it the usual?
The price is what it always is.
Splendid, splendid. I will accept payment now.
Hey, bartender.
Yeah?
A bottle of bourbon for my friend. One that is stamped for services rendered.
Coming right up.
Ah.
Here you
are. Yeah, thank you. And now, render friend.
At your service, friend. Now, which branch of my fabulous brain have you purchased?
Memory branch. Mice and Men Division. Department of Thugs and Bookmakers. The file on Frank O'Connor.
Frank O'Connor. Born in Boston in 1912. Father was...
Yeah, which brings us up to recent years and an old trouble with the law that he doesn't want should start up again, to quote a thug named Basil.
The case of the missing paint man, Payne.
Huh? Let's have that in waltz time.
George Payne. Payne's paints. He liked to play the horses. He didn't like to pay the bookmaker. He didn't mind making promises, though.
When was this?
A couple of years ago. He owed O'Connor what could easily have been the annual budget of a small Latin American republic.
How did it all come out?
He disappeared.
Disappeared?
Like the buttons on a shirt in a 10-cent laundry. It created quite a splash.
How come
you,
I didn't...
You were in Las Vegas at the time. The Hotel Flamingo, I believe. It was room 210, and the lady you liked in the floor show was named Yvonne.
Yeah, someday when you have time, would you mind writing my memoirs? But right now, let's go on with the opera.
Yeah. The police found out about Payne's debt to O'Connor. They picked O'Connor up, grilled him, medium rare, made him very uncomfortable, found they couldn't pin anything on him, turned him loose.
Yeah, and Payne?
Where are the snows of yesteryear? The popular theory is that he is a victim of amnesia somewhere.
Amnesia?
He's had it twice before, his doctor said. So be kind to the next bum who asks for a handout, Simon. He may own a $1 million paint factory in Long Island City.
Any relatives?
Wife. Much younger. Much prettier, too, they tell me. She's running the paint factory now, bigger and better than ever. That's all. Clothes found.
And I got my money's worth.
Naturally. I do have a remarkable brain, don't I?
Fabulous.
Anytime, Mr. Templer, anytime. I am here at my office every day.
Excuse me.
You're excused, but with reluctance.
I'd like to get by, please.
Yeah, you'd get by anyway.
Look, I'm a very busy woman. I have no intention of standing here on a catwalk suspended over a 1,000-gallon vat of boiling resin while a stranger throws passes at me.
So that's what's boiling in that outsized tub below us, huh? Resin. And I had hopes it would turn out to be a hot Tom and Jerry.
See here, who are you? What are you doing here?
Well, they told me in the front office that Mrs. Payne would be back here in the production office. I'm Simon Templer.
I'm Mrs. Payne. And if you want to talk to me, Mr. Templer... Let's get away from the heat of that vat before my makeup runs.
Well, if it runs, I'll chase it for you.
Come into my office.
Oh, thank you. Ms. Payne, I'm here to talk to you about your husband.
My husband?
Mm.
You know something about George. You know where he is.
Well, let's just say I know where a man with amnesia is. At least he says he has amnesia.
He says... I'm afraid I don't understand.
Well, frankly, neither do I yet.
Then what makes you think you...
Well, a bookmaker named Frank O'Connor.
O'Connor?
Yeah, and two patrons of the arts named Basil and Cecil who work for him.
I'm afraid I don't follow you.
In the course of a dull conversation, Basil let it slip that their interest in my man with the paralyzed memory is a continuation of their one-time interest in your husband.
So you think that the man with amnesia and my husband are one and the same?
It's the theory that I'm working on.
Oh, if only it turns out to be more than a theory. Mr. Templer, when can I meet this man?
Get your hat.
No? All right. Only...
Now look, if you're worried about that resin you have cooking, couldn't you get some obliging neighbor to turn it off when it's done?
My only obliging neighbor is the foreman at this plant. I can leave as soon as he comes back.
Fine. Here's my card.
Thank you. Oh, if only I could have George back again. Mr. Templer, if the man with the bump on his head does turn out to be my husband, I shall be eternally in your debt.
That idea has some fascinating connotations.